Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 224, entitled, Guilty or Not, Repent. I am reading in the book of Leviticus, and the Spirit is impressing upon me the importance of repentance. That even when done out of ignorance, we must not be callous in asking for forgiveness. Repentance was never meant to be taken lightly. God commanded that it be done immediately. As soon as you are aware of the trespass, the sacrificing of unblemished animals was to show pure and sincere penitence. This was required of the priests, leaders, the individual, and even the entire congregation. The significant reason for the priests to ask for forgiveness is that when they sin, that guilt is attributed to all of the people. Meditate on that. Particularly for those who excuse them, as if we are gods. Number 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel. If a person sins unintentionally in any of the things which the Lord has commanded not to be done, and commits any of them, if the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, then he shall offer to the Lord a young bull without blemish as a sin offering for the sin he has committed. Leviticus chapter 4, verses 1 through 3 of the Amplified Version. Number 2. Now if the whole congregation of Israel sins unintentionally, and the matter escapes the notice of the assembly, and they have done any one of the things which the Lord has commanded not to be done, and they become guilty, when the sin which they have committed becomes known, then the congregation shall offer a young bull of the herd as a sin offering and bring it before the tent of meeting. Leviticus chapter 4, verses 13 through 14 of the Amplified Version. Number 3. When a ruler or leader sins and unintentionally does any one of the things the Lord his God has commanded not to be done, and he becomes guilty, if his sin which he has committed is made known to him, he shall bring a goat, a male without blemish, as his offering. Leviticus chapter 4, verses 22 to 23 of the Amplified Version. Number 4. And if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, while he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and be guilty? Or if his sin which he has sinned come to his knowledge, then he shall bring his offering, a kid of goats, a female without blemish, for his sin which he has sinned. Leviticus chapter 4, verses 27 through 28 of the King James Version. Number 5. For those who continue to believe that feigning ignorance will absolve you of guilt, it is written, if anyone sins after he hears a public adjuration, solemn command to testify when he is a witness, whether he has seen or otherwise known something, if he fails to report it, then he will bear his guilt and be held responsible. Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1 of the Amplified Version. This is necessary. He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but whoever confesses and turns away from his sins will find compassion and mercy. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13 of the Amplified Version. Number 6. This affirms the previous point. Or if anyone swears an oath thoughtlessly or impulsively aloud that he will do evil or good, in whatever manner a person may speak thoughtlessly or impulsively with an oath, but he is unaware of it, when he recognizes it, he will be guilty in one of these. So it shall be when a person is guilty in one of these that he shall confess the sin he has committed. Leviticus chapter 5, verses 4 through 5 of the Amplified Version. Reckless, impetuous speech can be done for many reasons, usually under duress and/or with selfish intent. God shows his mercy in allowing you to repent of what you have done. The key to all of these is that it should be done immediately, not at your convenience. This has become the new norm, mixing what is holy with what is profane. And number 7. If a soul commits a trespass and sins through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring for his trespass unto the Lord a lamb without blemish out of the flocks, with thy estimation by shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. And he shall make amends for the harm done in the holy things, and shall add a fifth part thereto, and give it unto the priest. And the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of a trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. Leviticus chapter 5, verses 15 through 16 of the King James Version. Notice that these are for those who sin out of ignorance, because even when committed unknowingly, his word pronounces our guilt. Pay attention. And if a soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he wisted not, yet is he guilty and shall bear his iniquity. Leviticus chapter 5, verse 17 of the King James Version. This should be the deterrent, but because we are a wicked and rebellious people, and although he forgives us, the Lord does not take these things lightly. That is why it is written, it is a trespass a guilt offering. He hath certainly trespassed against the Lord. Leviticus chapter 5, verse 19 of the King James Version. The young, the calf, and the kid of the animals without blemish symbolizes innocence. To those who willingly sin, this grace will not apply to you, as we all must earnestly repent of our transgressions. Despise and eschew that which is evil. Now I want to validate those written above for a clearer understanding. Sin should never be taken lightly by the offender, nor its offensiveness to others. As David said, "Against you, you only have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak your sentence and faultless in your judgment." Psalm chapter 51, verse 4 of the Amplified Version. Before I go on, I want to add a clear example of God's omnipresence and His justice. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. Joshua chapter 7, verse 1 of the King James Version. Achan took these things for personal gain, so that when the Israelites went to battle the men of Ai, the men of Ai began to defeat them as the Israelites became weakened in their hearts and ran from them. 36 of the men were killed. Achan's sin was deliberate. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell face downward on the ground before the ark of the Lord until evening. He and the elders of Israel, and with great sorrow they put dust on their heads. Joshua chapter 7, verse 6 of the Amplified Version. Joshua went to the Lord immediately in sincere repentance, having no idea of what Achan had done. They all were punished because of his greed, and some lost their very lives. Listen to God's response to Joshua as he let him know that judgment is necessary, but that he must get up, wipe the dust and tears from his face, and continue on in faith and obedience to the Lord, because a curse was now upon them. So the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why is it that you have fallen on your face? Israel has sinned. They have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have even taken of some of the things under the ban, and they have both stolen and denied the theft. Moreover, they have also put the stolen objects among their own things." That is why the soldiers of Israel could not stand and defend themselves before their enemies. They turned their backs and ran before them because they have become accursed. "I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy the things under the ban from among you." Joshua chapter 7, verses 10 through 12 of the Amplified Version. Sin separates us from God. The Lord's judgment was not complete until Achan, all the items he stole, including gold and silver, his sons, daughters, oxen, sheep, tent, and everything that belonged to him, was destroyed. They were stoned and their bodies burned with fire and removed from among the Israelites. As with the required sin offerings, this was done outside of the camp. Many attempt to separate God's judgments of the Old Testament from now, but the grace shown in the past is being removed because of lack of remorse, regret, and sorrow. Number one, therefore God overlooked and disregarded the former ages of ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. That is to change their old way of thinking, to regret their past sins, and to seek God's purpose for their lives. Because he has set a day when he will judge the inhabited world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed and destined for that task. And he provided credible proof to everyone by raising him from the dead. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 through 31 of the Amplified Version. Number two. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift at the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother. Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 to 24 of the King James Version. I want you to think of every time that you came to Jesus with your requests, harboring resentment for others. Even if you had every intention of going and reconciling to them afterward, because it is not done in the order commanded of us, which is immediately and even before presenting your offering, your alms will not even or never have been heard. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, it is good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden underfoot of men. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 of the King James Version. Number three, put simply, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Romans chapter 6, verse 1 of the King James Version. Does that make sense? Number four, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. 1 John chapter 5, verses 5 through 8 of the King James Version. Now I want to give you what the Holy Ghost is laying upon my heart and is why this scripture or scriptures are so powerful and detrimental against the United States or Mystery Babylon. Letter A. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Genesis chapter 4, verse 10 of the King James Version. Letter B. For even the whole creation, all nature, waits eagerly for the children of God to be revealed. for the creation was subjected to frustration and futility, not willingly, because of some unintentional fault on its part, but by the will of Him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will also be freed from its bondage to decay and gain entrance into the glorious freedom of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been moaning, groaneth and travaileth together as in the pains of childbirth until now. Romans chapter 8 verses 19 through 22 of the Amplified Version. And letter C. And in Babylon was found the blood of the prophets and the saints, God's people, and of all those who have been slaughtered on the earth. Revelation chapter 18, verse 24 of the Amplified Version. I think many don't realize just how profound and severe that this scripture and the testimony that is against us. Number 5. But as it is, you boast vainly in your pretension and arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So any person who knows what is right to do but does not do it, to him it is a sin. James chapter 4 verses 16 through 17 of the Amplified Version. Number 6. But let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. Affirm yes or no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. Matthew chapter 5 verse 37 of the Amplified Version. And number 7. What continues to happen and what is to come. The entire chapter of Jeremiah 23 should be read for context and a fuller understanding. Woe to the shepherds, civil leaders, rulers, who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, this, says the Lord, the God of Israel, in regard to the shepherds who care for and feed my people, you have scattered my flock and sent them away, and have not attended them. Hear this, I am about to visit and attend to you for the evil of your deeds, says the Lord. Then I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries to which I have driven them and bring them back to their folds and pastures, and they will be fruitful and multiply. I will set shepherds over them who will feed them, and they will not be afraid any longer, nor be terrified, nor will any be missing, says the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 23 verses 1 through 4 of the Amplified Version. Hallelujah and amen. I want to reiterate that many are intentional in their sins, and for this and without true repentance, God's mercy will not apply. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again. This is a new addendum. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. God is calling his people. Thank you.